John Scott. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll leave his current position later this year.
I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November, and they take the helm next January.
The 82-year-old McConnell says he will serve out his Senate term, which ends in January 2027. The cluster of wildfires is scorching the Texas Panhandle, including a blaze that grew into one of the largest in state history. Damage to communities on the High Plains could be extensive. The largest fire has expanded to nearly 800 square miles. Also at SRNNews.com, Hunter Biden has been on Capitol Hill for a closed-door deposition with lawmakers. A 14-month Republican investigation into the Biden family has centered on Hunter Biden and his overseas work for clients in Ukraine, China, Romania, and other countries. President Biden at Walter Reed National Medical Center today for an annual physical. The White House says it will release a written summary later in the day of what it calls a routine checkup. The U.S. economy grew in the fourth quarter of 2023.
The U.S. economy grew at a robust 3.2% annual pace from October through December, propelled by healthy consumer spending, according to the Commerce Department, in a slight downgrade from its initial estimate. The expansion in the nation's gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services, was down from a red-hot 4.9% from July through September. U.S. growth has now topped 2% for six straight quarters. I'm Julie Walker.
The Dow is down 41 points and the NASDAQ 78 points in the red. This is SRN News. Abortion bans lead to fewer abortions.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the argument of some who suggest that repealing Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elected officials throughout American history have sworn oaths to uphold constitutions and pledged allegiance to the flag without much controversy, but that's changing. In Ohio, Sabrina Warner has stepped down from the state's Republican Central Committee, saying she could not uphold a constitution that now enshrines abortion. Disagreements over abortion and other issues are prompting some leaders to draw a line publicly. This is SRN News. If you've got a Jeep, you may want to hear this.
Chrysler is recalling thousands of Jeep Grand Cherokees. The problem is a steering wheel issue that could cause you to lose control of the vehicle. The recall is for Jeep Grand Cherokees model year 2022 and 23, and the Jeep Grand Cherokee L from 2021 to 23. Chrysler says the upper control arm ball joint may separate from the steering knuckle, and that could cause the steering wheel to fall outward, meaning you could lose control of the vehicle and get in an accident. The fix is free at the dealer. I'm Rita Foley.
A sheriff's aviation unit used thermal imaging to guide deputies to a missing five-year-old who wandered into a swampy area near Tampa. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister said the autistic girl left her home Monday evening, was quickly reported missing. A deputy rescued the girl in knee-deep water. More details at SRNNews.com.